This morning when I was up, the Lord had me look at the last time we did this. And it was exactly 90 days ago. July the 19th was the last time we had a session that we actually did teaching then. I don't know what the value of 90 days is to the exact point, but I want you to think about what has happened in the world in those 90 days. I mean, like four hurricanes, I don't know how many tornadoes, hailstorms, earthquakes, tons of earthquakes, wildfires throughout, worst shooting, Las Vegas. We got a young lady here whose daughter was out there, was supposed to be at that concert, and God sent her and her husband to a French restaurant that detained her from even being at the scene, the protection of the Lord. But the world is full of chaos and trauma and things that would cause us to be terrified. The last time we spoke, I spoke about the parable of the sower and the different types of soil and what would happen in those circumstances, if you remember. And our love of the truth and how that made us fertile soil. One of the things that has happened, and I want to talk about today, you know, we as the sons of God have to sit back and observe what the world is doing. Our Lord and Savior said, "In the world you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world." We've often spoken about the declaration in Scripture of for us to go and take our place in our room and hide ourselves for a while His wrath passed. Our room, as y'all remember, in Christ is that place that He has prepared for us. In my Father's mansion there are many rooms. Well, His Father's mansion is His body, the house of God, the body of Christ. There are many rooms, and He's gone there and prepared a place for us. And we often, like we've said before, we often think about that during funerals, that Jesus comes and takes us to that place, but that's not what that's about. When you cry out on the name of Christ, Scripture says that you're baptized by one Spirit into one body. So you are automatically placed in that body in your place. That place is made there. That's your room in the body of Christ. That's who you were created. Before you were in your mother's womb, God knew you. He set you apart with gifts and calling. And the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God, so He knows what God made you to be, and He'll put you in that very place in Him. So in Him, we have overcome the world. But we still have to sit here and watch these things. We have to observe them. When I found out what had happened to Tim and Jonna's daughter, you know, it kind of startled me. It's one thing when there's just a bunch of names, but it's another one when you know the name. Changes things. Doesn't make it any worse, but it just brings it a lot closer. One of the other things that has happened, after 80 or so years of Hollywood objectifying beauty and looks and talent, both men and men and women, they're astonished that one of their own has turned out to be a sexual predator. I saw on TV the other night a former Miss America winner who was berating the objectification of females. And I'm thinking, no, you don't spend 20 years in beauty contests and then get upset because the world is objectifying. You can't have it both ways. You can't make your career being an object and then get upset when it happens. I'm not saying it's right that they do that, but what I'm saying is you can't walk in both sides of the street. So what I want to talk about is we are going, our Lord and Savior said, after He was revealed by His mother and baptized by John and confirmed by John as the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world and tempted by Satan, He began to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is not a futuristic thing. The kingdom of God is here today. is here today, is present with us, exists, just needs our recognition of it and our observance of it. The kingdom is real. And the kingdom comes with principles that are real. They're as real as gravity. They're as real as mathematic principles or physics principles. They are principles that are undeniable for the sons of God that will attend them in their walk when we recognize them. We know if you're faithful in a little, God can trust you with much. We know that in the kingdom of God, one of the principles we have is that we give to one another as each has need. We know we're well aware of righteous rule, how authority in the kingdom of God is given for the benefit of those subject to it. That the Lord Jesus Christ modeled this for us when he went to the cross. It was of no benefit to him to go to the cross, but it was of great benefit for us to go to the cross. One of the other principles is the principle of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, that you shall reap. We're astonished in the country music environment at the high rate of divorce of Miranda and Blake got their divorce. We're astonished, but all our songs are another "somebody done somebody wrong" song. When you feed on that, y'all all in the medical say we are what we eat. When you feed on that, that's what you're going to get. We have another music genre that for years has objectified defiance of authority and gun violence between certain racial groups and the police. And the thing's being played out right in front of us. Black Lives Matters is a product of that culture that has come forth from it. We all got upset at Bernie Madoff when he took all the money off of Wall Street. But that whole thing feeds off of greed and money and power. That's the food that is fed in that thing. We have events where we reward people based on their performance, their athletic performance. And then we're astonished when they take performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, what do you expect if your value is determined based on how good an athlete you are or how good a bike rider you are or whatever it is? These things are going to happen. Why? None of those things are right. They're all abhorrent. They're all evil. None of them are right. This thing with whatever his name is, the predator we're talking about, it's abhorrent. But what is silly is that we're astonished by it. That we feed this stuff, that we're sowing these seeds of greed, of envy, of objectification, and then we're astonished when that's what grows up among us. We're always going to reap what we sow. The world is always going to reap what it sows. We as the kingdom are. Jesus said it this way, "Seek first my kingdom, and then these things will be added to you." Well, that's another principle of the kingdom of God. Whatever you seek will be added to you. If we seek those things of the world, if greed, if power, if envy, if money, if all of those things are what we're seeking first, what's going to be added unto us is this very thing. The thing that sets you apart from the world, the thing that will cause the events of your life to be different is because of your love of the truth. Now, if you're up walking around, if you're alive and walking around, there is a peace of God in you. That's what makes you a person, the Spirit of God dwelling within you. But when we, each of us, cried out on the name of Christ and the Holy Spirit came into us for the indwelling, it set up a place for truth to settle in us. So that when people speak truth, it has a place to go. If we haven't, there's no place for that truth to go. Scripture says, and the truth was not in them. Scripture also says that the world considers the things of the Spirit to be idiotic is really the term that they use, but foolish. They have no way of understanding the things of the Spirit because there's no place in them for it to settle and reside. But you people are different. You've cried out on the name of Christ. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit has come into you. Many of you have been baptized with the Spirit and walk in a sense of power. And so there is a place for the truth, the person of the truth, to resonate with you and to settle in you. And that's what will make you different from the rest of the world. I'm pretty convinced the hurricanes are going to continue. The earthquakes are going to continue. The fires are going to continue. I'm pretty convinced greed. We have spoken of the day when the one who restrains the man of lawlessness will be removed. I'm pretty sure we're in that. I'm pretty sure lawlessness has a free reign in the world today. And guys, one of the things we have to be careful of is getting distracted by America. This is not the kingdom is not an American thing. It's a global thing. So we have to look globally when we're watching these things. Much of what we're talking about today has happened in America, but it's also happened around the world. The chaos that we're talking about is going on around the world. I don't know how many mass killings we've had this year overseas. Was it Italy? France, they've had their events this year. So, I mean, this thing is clearly a global thing. And it's going to continue to escalate. And you, as the sons of God, are going to continue to observe it. But the thing that y'all need to know is that the world is observing you. Those who don't know the truth, who don't know the person, it's what we speak of routinely. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and perhaps they'll teach us their ways. In your sphere of influence, where you are. This morning, Vicki woke up to no hot water and a leak in her hot water heater. And her plumber got there and said, I'm going to tell this story the way I remember. Vicki said, boy, you must have been upset when you got here and there wasn't any hot water. And Vicki said, oh, nah, that's not the worst thing in life. And the plumber said, didn't take her joy. And the plumber said, well, that's the Christ in you. Now that's in your sphere of influence, here at the shop, in with y'all's patients, out on the street. That's what people are looking for. And in the midst of all this chaos, when your joy remains, that's what the world will say. How can you be so peaceful in the middle of this chaos? What is it that gives you peace? Well, it's going to be what you've been sowing, what you've been feeding on, if you will. Am I going to listen to that somebody done somebody wrong song? Am I going to listen to that rap or hip-hop that depicts the killing? Am I going to watch those movies, those shows, those things that depict the objectification of male and female in that manner that would reduce them to rubble virtually? If I feed on that, that's what I'm going to be. I cautioned Travis and Kristen with their little kids. You know, we got a world of video games that are nothing but destruction. If our kids feed on that all their life, they're going to grow up to be destructive. You cannot avoid these things. But you, as the sons of God, as the children of God, who are feeding on His Word, thirsting for the things of God, thirsting for love, you will depict that very thing. You will show it. I read somewhere, it's not I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. What the plumber saw in Vicki today was the joy of the Lord in the midst of what he thought would be a bad day. And I'm sure he's gone to a lot of homes when people were raising old Billy hell because their hot water heater was out. And so I'm sure that's why he was prepared to see that. And he was astonished when he saw a woman of peace who was not robbed of her joy, just because things didn't go her way. Just because she had a momentary inconvenience.
But the thing that was important, I think, out of that was that he and I then gave each other joy. He was taken by the joy that he has too.
Yeah.
And so he was encouraged. I was encouraged. And we just went on. I mean, we didn't stop. We said hi to him so quick. But it showed me that Joe Blow on the street, who's plumbing, and everybody had... It'll be whomever is representing God with what they need. It's not going to be the going to church with the person who's up at the front or the missionary. It's going to be the plumber, the electrician, who has Christ in them. And that's the way we're going to be connected in this world, to encourage each other. It's very encouraging to both of us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was like, oh, wow.
Well, what you described there is when the truth is in somebody. When joy was in him and joy was in you, they could resonate. And the same thing's, true about the truth. When it's in both of you. It may be the guy carrying out your groceries at the grocery store. It may be, you know, the clerk at the shoe store, or whatever it is that you encounter, that the Spirit of God in you will recognize the Spirit of God in them. And that then the world that is around you will see that. And they'll wonder. And that's what will cause him to go up to the mountain of the Lord.
So weak, because what if I'm complaining?
Well, most of the world, like I said, I'm sure he was prepared to come to a woman's home that was upset, because I'm sure he goes there pretty regular.
That worked really fast, too. I'm wondering if that wouldn't play up and have it just a, I don't know, it was interesting.
But what I would like for y'all to hear in this today is this. The kingdom of God is not at the end of the millennium or at the end of your life. The kingdom of God is at hand. In fact, he even says in places, it's within you. We need to take these principles serious. We should not be astonished when the world has sown chaos, that chaos exists. It shouldn't catch us off guard. May grieve us, may cause us to hit our knees and intercede on behalf of people, but it should not astonish us, because we know that whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap. And we should watch that and see it happen. But in our lives, we need to know what we're sowing. What are we sowing and what are we feeding on? What are we taking in? What is... Ezekiel Elliott's. What's he feeding on? If it is seeking first his kingdom, you can trust with total confidence all these things will be added to you, so that you'll have everything you need to be all that God created you to be. Next week, I think we're going to talk about... Today was going to be... Well, I'm right on time. Next week, I think we're going to talk about the importance of the hour of the Lord. And what did he mean to his mother when he said, "Woman, my hour hadn't come yet." Just something really interesting that the Lord showed me last week. So, well, I'll share that with you. All right? We're good to go. Y'all have a good week. I'll see you next week.